The CCMA, the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, has found that a company that fired a woman for refusing to be vaccinated acted fairly. So her sacking was upheld. The company is Gold Rush Group. The employee's name is also given, Teresa Mulderei. I'm not quite sure how her name would be pronounced. She was employed as a business-related and training officer, has been in the job for nearly 4 years. The company's executive committee voted in favor of a mandatory vaccination policy last year. And between taking that decision and then implementing the policy, the company's management spent 3 months consulting with workers and their unions. And once the consultations were completed, the policy was announced as final and employees were able to apply for exemption by completing a vaccination for review by a committee that had been set up. And the company said that the woman could not be moved to another job. She couldn't be moved to another position. There wasn't a position available for her. So they sacked her, and the CCMA says that is substantively fair. Puke Maseremule joins us now, a labor law specialist at Maseremule Attorneys. Puke, good afternoon. How precedent-setting is this?
Good afternoon, John. It is precedent-setting. It's something that we've been expecting to come along sooner than later, and I'm not entirely surprised that finally we have a written award from the CCMA upholding the right of an employer to implement a policy in respect of vaccination.
The company does seem, on the basis of the reports that I've read, this was not a policy that they implemented without consultation and in a kind of hasty and spur of the moment way. And that would appear to be important in terms of the commissioner's finding in their favor.
It is, at least from a process point of view, but I've looked through the award, and as you said, it makes it quite clear that there was a process followed, there was consultation, the policy made provision for people to be able to apply for exemption, to appeal against a decision refusing them an exemption. But ultimately, I guess the question really is going to turn around, whether or not the employer was entitled to adopt the policy. And if you look at the directions which were issued under the COVID regulations in June last year, because that's how far back the issue was raised, there was specific provision for employers to be able to adopt a policy to make vaccination mandatory. The only exception, I guess, being that an employee could object on specific grounds, including the grounds that were relied upon in this particular case of bodily integrity. But those same directions also allowed for employers to terminate the employment of employees where the employees refused to be vaccinated, where the employer's policy was justified, and where the employer could not reasonably accommodate the employee, which is what happened here. And we've got to look at it, one, from the perspective of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, which requires employers to provide a healthy working environment. The obligations under that act for employees to comply, or at least to cooperate with an employer, to enable the employer to comply. So when you look at it from that perspective, I'm not surprised that given the circumstance here, that the commissioner concluded that, look, this was a policy. It was reasonable to expect employees to be vaccinated. Procedurally, there had been compliance, and the employee's refusal left the employer with no alternative, where there was no other position that could be offered to the employee, bearing in mind the employer is not an obligation to do that, for that matter.
In the words of the award, the employee becomes incapacitated because she refused to participate in the company's very reasonable desire to create a safe working environment in a pandemic situation. This is a CCMA judgment. I mean, I don't know how often CCMA judgments, I don't know whether she'll have the resources or the will to take this further and take it on appeal. But does it have, generally, in the environment of labor law where you work, does it have the same sort of gravitas weight as a high court decision, for example?
Yeah, not necessarily. With the CCMA, you don't have the situation where one award will be binding on all other commissioners. But one can expect that the Labour Court, which is the court that supervises the CCMA, as it were, which reviews awards like this, like you say, if the employee was in a position to file a review application, the Labour Court would be able to determine whether or not the arbitrator, reasoning is rational and justifiable. But the Labour Court already has, I think, matters pending where employees are either challenging policies which the employers intend to implement, making vaccination compulsory, or have already implemented. And we can expect at least the Labour Court to be able to hand down judgments pretty soon on this kind of matters. And remember, we also were told that at the end of this month, I believe, government will also make a decision as to whether or not to make vaccination mandatory, and that would apply to workplaces. And you can expect that challenges may be instituted in the High Court in relation to the constitutionality, I guess, of that kind of decision. So I think in the next couple of months, we will be having judgments which will at least provide slightly more guidance. Unfortunately, I mean, this award, although on the face of it seems to be correct, doesn't really, provide a detailed analysis of, particularly the constitutional issues around around vaccination and what employees may be able to do.
So that's why I'm really hopeful that the Constitutional Court does agree to hear Business Unity South Africa, Business for South Africa's approach for a declaratory order from the Constitution to cut short the significant length of time it takes to get a matter from the High Court to apply for right to appeal, and then once you get that Supreme Court of Appeal, then Con Court. It really would be good if the Constitutional Court were able very quickly to hear this matter and issue the declaratory, which would settle it once and for all. Phuke Maseremule, thank you very, very much for talking to us this afternoon. A labor law specialist at Maseremule Attorneys.